The news was published on Monday, September 30th, 2024. I am Mary. All right, folks, let's dive into some juicy tech news that's got the AI world buzzing. Google just made a move that's turning heads and opening wallets. They've shelled out a mind-boggling $2.7 billion to bring back one of their former whiz kids, Noam Shazir. Now, you might be thinking, who's this Shazir guy, and why is he worth more than some small countries? Well, let me tell you, he's not just any run-of-the-mill engineer. This dude is like the Jedi Master of AI. The Yoda of algorithms, if you will. Shazir's claim to fame? He's one of the brains behind a 2017 paper that basically wrote the playbook for modern AI. You know those chatbots that can chat your ear off about anything from Shakespeare to quantum physics? Yeah, that's all thanks to Shazir and his crew. We're talking about the foundations of ChatGPT, Google's Gemini, and pretty much every AI assistant that's making our lives easier, or weirder, depending on how you look at it. But here's where it gets interesting. Google didn't just post a help wanted ad on LinkedIn. Oh no, they pulled off what's called a reverse acqui-hire deal. It's like they went fishing, but instead of catching a fish, they caught the whole boat. They didn't buy Shazir's company outright. That might have raised too many eyebrows in the antitrust department. Instead, they did this slick move where they licensed the tech and brought the key players back into the Google fold. Now you might be wondering why Google's throwing around billions like it's monopoly money. Well, in the world of AI, having the right brains on your team is like having the ultimate secret weapon. It's not just about the tech. It's about the people who can dream up the next big thing. And in this case, Google's betting big that Shazir and his team are the ones who can keep them ahead in the AI race. But let's rewind a bit. Shazir wasn't always the prodigal son. He actually left Google back in 2021 and not on the best terms. Imagine creating this super cool chatbot that could gab about anything, and your bosses say, "Nah, we're good." That's what happened to Shazir. He and his buddy Daniel DeFreitas cooked up this chatbot called Mina, but Google got cold feet about launching it. They were worried it might say something inappropriate. You know how it is with AI. Sometimes they're a little too honest for their own good. So Shazir did what any frustrated genius would do. He packed his bags and started his own thing. He and DeFreitas launched Character.ai, which was like a playground for AI personalities. Want to chat with Einstein? Done. Fancy a conversation with your favorite anime character? No problem. It was a hit, raking in millions in funding and users faster than you can say, artificial intelligence. You know, this whole situation with Google bringing back Noam Shazir reminds me of some other high-profile comebacks in the tech world. It's like deja vu all over again, but with a hefty price tag attached. Remember when Apple was on the ropes back in the 90s? They were hemorrhaging money, their products were a mess, and everyone thought they were done for. But then, out of nowhere, they pulled off this Hail Mary move that changed everything. In 1997, Apple did something that seemed crazy at the time. They brought back Steve Jobs. Now, this wasn't just any old rehire. Jobs had co-founded Apple, but he'd been pushed out in 1985 after butting heads with the board. For 12 years, he'd been doing his own thing, building Next and helping turn Pixar into an animation powerhouse. But Apple was in dire straits. And they needed a miracle. So they swallowed their pride and made Jobs an offer he couldn't refuse. They bought Next for $429 million and got Jobs back as part of the deal. It was a fraction of what Google's paying for Shazir, but back then, it was still a pretty penny for a company on the brink of bankruptcy. And boy, did it pay off. Jobs came back with a vengeance, streamlining Apple's product line, introducing the iMac, and setting the stage for the iPod, iPhone, and everything that came after. It wasn't just a comeback, it was a resurrection that turned Apple into the tech juggernaut we know today. But it's not just Apple that's played this game of prodigal son returns. Twitter, or X as it's now called, pulled a similar move back in 2015. Jack Dorsey, one of Twitter's co-founders, had been pushed out as CEO way back in 2008. He was young, inexperienced, and let's face it, probably a bit in over his head at the time. So for 7 years, Twitter went through other leaders, trying to find its footing in the fast-paced world of social media. Then, in 2015, with Twitter struggling to grow its user base and figure out how to make money, they decided to bring Dorsey back as CEO. It was like a tech world version of The Empire Strikes Back, with Dorsey returning to the company he helped create. And just like with Jobs at Apple, it wasn't a smooth ride. Dorsey had to navigate Twitter through some pretty choppy waters, political controversies, the struggle to combat misinformation, and the constant pressure to innovate in a crowded social media landscape. This move could spark an AI arms race among tech giants. It's like we're watching a high-stakes game of chess, with Google making a bold queen's gambit. You can almost hear the collective gasp from Silicon Valley as they scramble to respond. Microsoft might be eyeing their next big AI acquisition, while Meta is probably speed-dialing their talent scouts. It's not just about keeping up with the Joneses anymore, it's about staying relevant in a field that's evolving faster than a cheetah on Red Bull. Think about it. If Google's willing to shell out $2.7 billion for one guy and his team, what's to stop Apple from offering $3 billion for the next AI whiz kid? We could see a domino effect, with each company trying to outdo the last in a frenzied talent grab. It's like a tech version of the space race, but instead of putting a man on the moon, they're racing to create the next game-changing AI breakthrough. This could lead to some pretty wild scenarios. Imagine bidding wars for fresh graduates with promising AI projects, or companies offering ludicrous perks to lure top talent. We're talking private islands, personal chefs, or maybe even trips to space. It sounds far-fetched, but in this new AI gold rush, anything's possible. But here's the thing. This arms race could have some serious ripple effects. For one, it might drive up the cost of AI development across the board. Smaller companies and startups could find themselves priced out of the market, unable to compete with the deep pockets of tech giants. This could stifle innovation and lead to a concentration of AI power in the hands of a few major players. There's a chance this could backfire for Google. Shazier left once before due to frustration with the company's cautious approach. If history repeats itself, we could see another high-profile departure down the line. It's like trying to catch lightning in a bottle twice. Exciting, but risky. Remember, Shazier didn't just leave Google. He left because he felt stifled. He wanted to push the boundaries of AI to create chatbots that could engage in meaningful conversations. But Google, ever cautious about potential PR nightmares, put the brakes on. Now they're bringing him back into the fold, but will they give him the freedom he craves? It's a bit like asking a wild stallion to pull a plow. Sure, you've got incredible power at your disposal, but are you using it to its full potential? If Google tries to rein Shazier in too much, we might see sparks fly, and this time, the stakes are even higher. With $2.7 billion on the line, Google can't afford another falling out. There's also the question of corporate culture clash. Shazier's been running his own show at Character.ai, making decisions and steering the ship. Now he's back in the Google mothership, with all its bureaucracy and layers of management. It's like going from being the captain of a speedboat to navigating a cruise liner. Will he be able to adjust, or will he feel like a square peg in a round hole? And let's not forget about the rest of the team. If Google's focus is primarily on Shazier, it could create resentment among other AI researchers. You don't want a situation where your star player is getting all the attention while the rest of the team feels undervalued. That's a recipe for low morale and potential brain drain. This deal might lead to increased scrutiny from regulators. While Google avoided a full acquisition to sidestep antitrust concerns, the sheer amount of money involved could still attract attention from lawmakers worried about big tech's growing power in AI. It's like trying to sneak an elephant through customs. Sure, you can say it's just a really big dog, but someone's bound to notice. Regulators are already keeping a close eye on big tech's AI endeavors. This move by Google, even if it's technically not an acquisition, is like waving a red flag in front of a bull. It screams, "We're big, we're powerful, and we're not afraid to throw our weight around." That's exactly the kind of behavior that gets lawmakers hot under the collar. We might see calls for investigations into how these reverse acqui-hire deals impact competition in the AI sector. After all, if companies can just buy their way out of talent shortages, where does that leave smaller players who can't compete financially? It's like a game of Monopoly where one player starts with hotels on Boardwalk and Park Place. There's also the question of data privacy and security. Shazier and his team have been working on some pretty advanced AI tech at Character.ai. Now that Google has access to this technology, regulators might want assurances about how it will be used and what safeguards are in place to protect user data. We could see a push for new regulations specifically targeting these kinds of talent acquisitions in the AI field. Lawmakers might argue that these deals are just acquisitions by another name and should be subject to the same scrutiny. It's a bit like closing a tax loophole. Once regulators catch on, they're likely to want to plug the gap. The news was brought to you by Listen2. This is Mary.